I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's good news coming from Indonesia. Pastors supported by Forgotten Missionaries International say the government's cracking down on ISIS now. Textbooks pushing radical Islamic theology are being circulated throughout the schools in East Java. But officials are pulling the books out and banning their use. By halting the spread of radical Islam, it leaves doors open for FMI pastors to continue to share Christ. Keep praying for Indonesia's Muslim background believers. Next, by 2020, India will be the world's youngest country. Half of the country's current population is under the age of 25, and the future's bleak for many of them as they face overwhelming poverty and opportunistic traffickers. Todd Van Eck is the president of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. Through their Children's Bible Club ministry, Mission India is introducing kids to a new future in Christ.
These kids go to Children's Bible Club. They understand their identity. They understand that they're not untouchable, that they're sons and daughters of God.
Help Mission India introduce another child to Christ through the Children's Bible Club. With each $1 investment, you can change eternity. And youth ministry doesn't really mean the same thing in every country. In China, for example,
youth ministry to them is really more anything between 20 and 50.
That's Eric Berkland from China Partner. The problem is, teenagers have been overlooked, despite high suicide rates. That's why China Partner launched Youth Serve a couple years back. Today, they're teaching the local church what ministry to teenagers looks like.
We do a whole module on what a good small group ministry or a cell group ministry can look like. And that's the first stepping stone that we're right now using.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.